Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Two Good Dogs, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Levi and Luca and their family in the Dominican Republic, Milo and his family in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Kalia Adele Manriquez and her dad Arturo in Arroyo Grande, California, Elise and Calvin and their cats Pretzel and Donut and the rest of their family in Philadelphia, and Max, Leon, Ramona, and Misha and their family in Santa Cruz, California. Thank you so much, Misha, Ramona, Leon, Max, Donut, Pretzel, Calvin, Elise, Arturo, Kalia, Milo, Luca, and Levi. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors. If you were around in the 90s, like me, you remember Hooked on Phonics commercials. It's a brand you grew up with or maybe even used to learn to read. Well, now, 35 years later, Hooked on Phonics is still the leader in teaching children to read, and something I mention to all the parents I know who are interested in supporting their children's path to becoming a reader. Hooked on Phonics is the learn-to-read curriculum that uniquely combines an amazing app with hands-on learning materials shipped to your home every month. With Hooked on Phonics, you get unlimited access to their powerful reading app, along with workbooks that give your child essential hands-on practice to reinforce the skills they're building in the app. Plus, you get storybooks written specifically to build your child's confidence and discussion questions to increase reading comprehension. Lessons take just 20 minutes or less, and the curriculum is guaranteed to help your child learn to read. Give your child the confidence that reading brings with Hooked on Phonics. Visit hookedonphonics.com/stories and receive your first month for just $1. That's hookedonphonics.com/stories to get your first month of Hooked on Phonics for just $1. hookedonphonics.com/stories.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Two Good Dogs. Once upon a time, in a busy, bustling city, there was a girl named Mila who had two good dogs. One was a stocky mutt with crooked ears and a big, blocky head. The other was a little pup with big ears and a bigger tongue that was always poking a little out of its little mouth. Both dogs loved going on walks, and Mila loved to take them. Every day after school, Mila would put on their leashes and ask, "Do you want a walk? Who wants a walk?" And the dogs would bounce around and shake with excitement as she put their harnesses on and practically leap ahead when they heard the clip of their leashes. Outside, Mila would wave to her neighbors and sing as she made her way down the street. It was a little song that she had sung for as long as she could remember, and she had no idea when she made it up or why, but it went like this.
I got two good dogs, and here they are. Two good dogs. I've got two good dogs, and here they are. Two good dogs.
Singing made Mila feel good, and the dogs seemed to like it too. Their ears would perk up, and their tails would wag, and their walks would get all fancy. What her mom called a prance in their pants. One day, when Mila was out walking, her friend and neighbor, old Mr. Spader, waved her over.
"Hello, Mila," he said. "Out walking those pups of yours again."
"That's right, Mr. Spader," she said. "I've got two good dogs, and they love walking. It's basically the best part of their day. Mine, too." Mr. Spader laughed and waved at his front door behind him. Inside, Mila could see an old golden retriever, muzzle salted with gray, peering out the window.
"I was wondering if it wasn't too much trouble if you could take old Cooper on some walks with you. Ever since my knee surgery, I can't seem to go more than a few blocks, and I know he'd just love to get out with you all and have a little adventure."
Mila smiled. Mr. Spader had been friends with her parents forever, and when he'd had his knee surgery, she had helped her mom bake him cookies. In return, he had sent over so much Chinese food that Mila had eaten lo mein, her favorite, for almost a week. "Of course," she said. "Do you have a leash for him? I'll take him with us now."
"Mila, you're the best," he said.
He ducked inside and came back out with Cooper on a nice leather leash. The dogs took a minute to smell each other and circle around and tangled up their leashes. Mila laughed and got them straightened out. For a moment, she wondered if maybe three dogs would be a pain, but one look at sweet old Cooper's face made her dismiss the thought. She started off again down the road. This time, she had to change her song just a little bit.
"I've got three good dogs, and here they are. Three good dogs. I've got three good dogs, and here they are. Three good dogs.
Old Cooper the retriever was easygoing and was happy to plod along behind Mila's own energetic pups. Sure, she had to use one extra poop bag, but that wasn't a big deal. She was used to cleaning up after her pets, since she knew no one liked stepping in dog mess on the sidewalk. Cooper was a big, shaggy boy, and he made her walk even more fun, if that was possible. Best of all, when she got back to Mr. Spader's, he was so thankful that he gave her a $5 bill. "That's okay, Mr. Spader," she said. "You don't have to pay me. Old Cooper was fun to walk."
"Are you sure?" Mr. Spader asked. "I know he can be a grumpy old man."
"I'm so sure," Mila said. She loved walking dogs, and as far as she was concerned, having three was even better than having two. "I'd love to walk Cooper."
"All right, then, if it's okay with your parents," Mr. Spader said. "I'll check in with your mom tonight."
Mila went home, and sure enough, Mr. Spader texted that night and worked out the details with her parents. And just like that, Mila had another dog to walk. The next few days were awesome. She would pick Cooper up when she passed Mr. Spader's house, and then sing a little and walk the dogs. The pups seemed to have a great time together, and other neighbors began to take notice. Soon, she had two more dogs who wanted to go on the walks. One was a mix with tufty ears, and the other was some kind of bulldog with the rolliest, polliest belly she had ever seen. They were both almost too cute, and they got along with the rest of her gang. So even though five dogs was a lot to walk at one time, she just had to say yes when she looked at their happy little faces. Of course, saying she'd walk the dogs was easier than actually, you know, walking the dogs. The five chased each other and twirled and tangled while they walked, all of them interested in different things in different directions. She was constantly having to pause and untangle the twisted knot of leashes, and she kept having to stop and clean up after them. And by the time she was finished, both her arms were sore. She thought about telling the owners of the two new dogs that she just couldn't handle so many, but one look at the dogs' eager faces and wagging tails made her reconsider. So for the next few days, she walked all the dogs, constantly lurching and spinning and untwisting and just dealing with excited pups. She didn't let it bother her, though, And even though her singing was a little more strained, she still kept at it.
I've got five good dogs, and here they are. Five good dogs. I've got five good dogs, and here they are. Five good dogs.
Mila ended every walk exhausted now, and the fun was starting to disappear a little. She found that she wasn't looking forward to her relaxing walks anymore. Now she was starting to worry about the tangled pack of barking beasts that would be dragging her around the neighborhood. Still, the next day, when her neighbor Anya, 8 months pregnant with a big moon belly, asked if she'd add her little pug to her walks, she couldn't say no. Anya was so nice. The pug was so cute. What could she do but say, of course? Six dogs lasted for a day, and then another neighbor, even older than Mr. Spader, asked if she'd please walk her little chihuahua too. The poor thing's little legs could barely keep up, so now she was always stopping to wait and untangling and picking up messes and shushing barking and basically being towed around the park like she was a sled in the Iditarod. But no matter what she said, all the dogs heard was mush. Unbelievably, the next day she got asked to walk two more dogs. Mila knew it was too much, really she did. But the two puppies looked at her with their big, lovey eyes and cautiously wagged their stubby little butts, and she just couldn't say no. The owner fetched their leashes and off Mila went to the park. The walk went bad almost immediately. A mess of tangles and accidents and barking and squirrel chasing. They just about jerked her arms out of their sockets, but still, she did her very best to at least pretend she was enjoying it, even if she was only pretending for her own sake.
I've got nine good dogs, and here they are. Nine good dogs. I've got nine good dogs, and here they are. Nine good dogs.
No sooner had she finished singing when three of the dogs got all tied around each other, the little chihuahua squeaking miserably in the middle. She leaped in to help them out, but then two other pups pulled suddenly, their leashes popping right out of her hands.
No, wait, she called, but when she went to reach for them, her own block-headed dog wiggled free and shot off barking after someone on a bike.
Tears started stinging at her eyes, and she felt her heart curse splash into her stomach like a dog after a tennis ball in the lake.
Come back! Cooper! Macho! Fred! Ziggy! Tink! Come on!
She had three dogs still in her hand and started chasing down the others. Luckily, some of her neighbors had seen the absolute litter of dogs she had been trying to walk and knew trouble was brewing.
Mila! Mila, are you okay?
Asked Anya. She helped pull Mila to her feet while her husband Dwayne and some others rounded up the rest of the dogs.
I'm okay, Mila said, sniffling. She started to cry. I didn't want to say no to anyone. I didn't want to let the dogs down. They all love going for walks, and I love walking them. This should be easy.
Anya gave her a big hug as all the dogs got re-leashed and their owners came to help.
Take it from me, Anya said, holding her pregnant belly. Sometimes you just have to say no. Even when you want to do something, even when you want to help out your favorite person or a cute dog, you've just got to understand your limits. It's okay to say no when you're overwhelmed.
You've got that right,
said Mr. Spader, limping over on his bad knee.
But shame on us for asking so much of you. You just seem so happy with those dogs. We thought you wanted more and more.
I did want more, Mila said, starting to smile again. But I guess nine dogs is probably just too many to walk at once, right?
Definitely, said Anya, laughing. Now, let's get you and these pups back home. I've got a pint of Ben and Jerry's hidden from Dwayne in the back of the freezer. You in?
Definitely, said Mila.
And together, they brought all the dogs back home.
After that, Mila went back to walking her own two dogs, and those walks went back to being her favorite part of the day. She still helped out Mr. Spader and Anya and the others here and there, but only one at a time, and only when she felt up to it. Still, it was common to see her walking down the street, her pups and old Cooper trotting alongside her, and a song on her lips.
I've got three good dogs, and here they are. Three good dogs. I've got three good dogs, and here they are. Three good dogs.
The end. Today's story, Two Good Dogs, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with an original song also by me. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.